Blog Talk Radio. And happy Sunday to each and every one of you, my listeners. Today is a very special Sunday, and I am opening up today's episode to each of you, my callers, who have a life-impacting story to share. Now you have your opportunity. I have mine. I'm going to be sharing. I have so many, but I'm going to be sharing two very special stories that has continued to impact my life every day. So if you are listening, I want you to call in 646-915-8166 and let us get close to each other and learn about some of the things that has happened in our lives. And I am sure that these stories will help others to craft their stories and to tell their story. I want to welcome my producer, Walter Misch, who is in the room. The chat room is up and running and the phone lines are open. 646-915-8166. I want to, as usual, I always like to share something from my latest book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And in a couple of weeks, I won't be saying this is my latest, because I am about to release three other books in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned. You're going to be hearing much more about those in the weeks ahead. Today, I'm going to share from December the 9th, Choosing Gratitude. And this comes from Troy C. McEwen. And Troy writes, as defined by the Oxford American Dictionary, gratitude means being grateful. Gratitude, however, is much more than just that. It's more than a couple of words or polite gesture. Gratitude, first founded in our lives naturally, with the passage of time, comes a choice, literally, who we are. From the day we were born, gratitude is our first response. Without thought, our actions show gratitude, even though we don't know we are being grateful. Throughout childhood, we approach our teenage years, gratitude becomes a little less nature and more like a chore. But if we really want something, says like a new bike, and we get it, the first thing out of our mouths without the slightest intestation is gratitude. Wrapped in all of the joys of excitement of the moment. It is during our adolescence, young childhood years that gratitude as a choice is most visible. We either choose to embrace gratitude fully or abandon and misuse it. From our early adulthood to our wiser years, gratitude becomes further estranged from our lives and misused. Or we become closer to our nature and it flows within us as effortless as our own breath. Choose gratitude. Thank you so much, Troy, for this entry in the book Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, because it is so true. You know, I'm sure every parent will agree that teenagers tend to have a sense of entitlement versus gratitude, and even some adult children too. Instead of showing gratitude for whatever it is that they receive, a favor or a gift, they tend to think, oh, well, I'm entitled to it. So I'm glad for that entry, and it opens our eyes. Again, as I say, today's episode is devoted to you, the listeners, to call in and to share your life-impacting stories with us. And because a lot of times we are going through some little challenges and struggles, and we don't think that other people experience similar issues or similar situation. And oh my, you would be surprised to know how many people have been through the same thing or some things more difficult than what you have gone through. So I want you to call 646-915-8166 and let me hear your story. And of course, I have my stories. I have a lot of my stories. And the first story I am going to share with you is the story that not only has it impacted my life, but it has taught me deep gratitude. It had taught me patience, it has taught me tolerance, and it has built my faith so strong. And it has to do with being a mother. I got married in 1983. Yes, I am. No, excuse me, I'm sorry. 1973. I am single now because I got divorced in 1985. But like every married couple, you're always looking forward to starting a family, you know, at a certain time in your marriage. Well, for me, that was not an easy thing. As a matter of fact, prior to giving birth to my son, Givonte, and for those of you who are probably looking at those pictures spinning in the show, where the pictures keep revolving. For those of you who are looking there, the gentleman in the yellow shirt, that's my son, Givonte, Vaughn Oliver Hudson. Well, prior to giving birth to Givonte, I had 5 miscarriages. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5 miscarriages. And needless to say, it was a devastating time in my life. But I had the faith that I would become a mother. I know that God would bless me to be a mother. I remember that a gentleman who was the husband of a friend of mine, when I was pregnant with my son, Givonte, and my husband, who is now my ex-husband, was, I guess he was not as strong in his faith as I was. I want to welcome guest 7036 to the show. And my friend's husband told her that my then husband was not excited about my being pregnant because every time that I got pregnant, I lose it. And when my friend Thelma told me that, I cried because it hurt to hear that the father of your child was feeling that way about your pregnancy instead of holding faith with you. But I tell you, I learned to press into God. I pray. And back then, I was not even as strong a prayer person as I am now. But it was from then that my faith became so strong. I knew, like I know I'm talking to you today, that God was going to allow that child to be born. And I tell you that I got one of the best doctors on the island, Dr. Tang. And I always joke with my son, Givonte, and I always tell him, when I look at you, I'm looking at my bank account, because every dime that I had saved went into your prenatal care and to make sure that I gave a healthy birth to you. And I always tell him that you are my bank account. I look at you and I see. But I'm sharing that to say I am sure there's someone out there who is probably listening to my story now. But don't give up. I don't care how many miscarriages you have gone through. Don't give up. Keep believing. Keep seeing yourself with that baby in your arm. Keep seeing that baby doing all the things that you know that healthy babies do. Watch that child grow and progress into that adult that you would like to see that child be. Keep believing. Keep praying. When everyone else around you loses faith, I don't want you to give up your faith. Because if I am here today being the proud mother of a 30-year-old handsome, I think 300 and something pound giant, you can do the same thing. It can happen to you. And so you're probably asking, how has that impacted my life? By being the mother, the proud mother of a son, it has impacted my life spiritually. It has helped me to develop and create and implement a stronger prior and spiritual life. It has taught me tolerance and patience, helped me to understand that it is not in my time, but in God's time. And God's time is not always my time, but God's time is always sure. It is a sure, sure time. So it has impacted my life in all of those ways, each and every one of them. Last week, I was speaking with my friend Pat, who now lives in Florida, and she was telling me that every day when she wants an example of someone who is living faith, she uses my name, whether she's talking to her clients or just a good friend. And I said, after I got off the phone, I said, thank you, God, for allowing my life to be an example for others to follow. Because I tell you, this life, it's not easy. Challenges are going to come our way. Each and every day, challenges will come. And we got to know that we will not be able to face them alone. And this is why we must have a wealth of spiritual experiences that will pull us through. If you are just joining, we are speaking today openly about life-impacting stories that will change your life. And sometimes it changes people's life for the better and sometimes for the worse. However, the experience you had, I want to hear from you. And if you had a bad impact in your life, we will try and dissect that experience and help you find out how you could have approached that differently and what you need to do from now on with that. So let me hear from you. 646-915-8166, or the chat room is also open. A couple weeks ago, I was speaking to a young man who has a very devastating experience happened to him. And I did not ask his permission to share the story, so I will not say what the experience was. However, if he's listening and want for me to share the story, please call in and share it alongside me, and I will affirm the things that you're sharing. But one of the things that the young man said to me was, why does this have to happen to me? What is happening to me? It is as if I'm being punished. You know, I'm the one that lost everything, and I am the one that is still going through the difficulty. And what I said to the young man was that you're not alone. You may look around and you don't see anybody, but I say God is with you. God is with you. And you know, there, I am sure that there will be others out there like this young man who has lost everything. But you know, once you have life and once you have hope and you believe in yourself, you had to grasp on that strength that the Lord afford you to have, and you grasp and you hold on to that as if you're pulling on to what they call it, a monkey bar, you know, that the men used to do their muscles. That's what you have to grab hold of, that faith, and to believe that this too shall pass in your life, and that God is not in the business of punishing us. It doesn't matter what we have done in life and what we think we have done that was not pleasing to God. God is not in the business of punishing us, because you know what? He loves us. He loves us too much to punish us and to see us go through anything difficult. So, regardless of what happened to you in your life, never give up. It doesn't matter whether the experience you have was not a positive one. I want you to turn it around, look and see how you can use it to help you to accomplish your dreams. So with that being said, I want to read a poem from P.F. Heller. Never give up your dreams. Imagine what you want for tomorrow. Feel it. Sense it. Fill your soul with it. Dare the impossible, because deep down inside you know it can be done. Be unafraid, but not foolish. Have courage and balance it with strength. Be confident in who you are. Don't be afraid to grow. Above all, know what your inner spirit desires. Listen to your hopes and dreams, to the unseen element inside you, to the sounds that are beyond hearing, to the one part of you that knows no boundaries, and that walks hand in hand with you through your life. Never give up your dreams, for they weren't meant to come true. Yes, you know, some of the stories that happens in our lives, we fall down, flatten our faces, and we feel like throwing in the towel. Because I've heard people say, but what's the sense? Why should I continue? What's the sense? Because you were called to do that thing that you were doing. Do not allow a little obstacle to get into the way, or even a big obstacle or a big challenge to get in the way. Always take a deep breath. Relax. You know, if you speak with any yoga teacher or instructor, they will tell you the greatest energy you can ever get is out of your breathing, the rhythm of your breathing. And that is very important. So watch how you're breathing, especially during the times when you are going through struggles and trials and tribulations. When you don't know what else to do, just stop and begin to breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. As a people, we oftentimes tend to practice shallow breathing. But our strength and all our resource comes from the depth of our breathing. I want to ask my producer. I know he was on the show, I think, last week, and he shared his story about his illness. However, do you have any other impacting life story that you would like to share with the listeners, Mr. Walter? You can type in the chat room and let me know if you have a life story, additional life story to share. And I am felt led to share a few pieces of poetry that has to do with goals. And I'm going to be obedient to that, because a lot of times when we have negative impacts in our lives, we tend to give up on our goals and give up on our goals that we are called to do because of the challenges that we are encountering. And so I felt led to share these poems with you, and I hope that you will get something out of it. So I will read one more, and it says, "Promise to keep as I pursue my dream." And this is from Colin McCarthy. I'll go ahead and read this one until we get a phone call. Promise to keep as I pursue my dreams. To not worry so much about things that are beyond my control. To not try to please everybody. To remember that I am never really alone. And that dear friends and precious loved ones will always be beside me. To have good thoughts and chase away the bad. To keep my sense of humor even when that's hard to do. To not lose faith that things will turn out okay. To not lose track of what is important and what isn't. I always try to do the best I can. And whatever I'm doing, to not let yesterday or tomorrow weigh me down. We have a caller, and I'll get to the caller in a minute. To remember that the most important day of my life is the day that dawned this morning, and that the rewards I will receive today depends so much on me, on my outlook, on my inner peace, and never giving up, but always reaching out to let go of my fears, to hold on to my dreams. Yes, we're going to go. This is a caller. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 9215. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Daphne. It's Walter. I'm calling from Danbury.
Oh, hello, Mr. Walter. How are you?
Hi.
Ah, well, glad you called in, because we have opened up the lines today. We are looking for stories that impact our lives. And I know last week you shared about your illness, but I'm sure, like myself, you have many more impacting stories.
Yeah, this story is, as I was sitting here and I was watching at it, you know, it was open conversation tonight, and I saw nobody was calling in and coming in the chat room. So as a good producer, I'm kidding.
That, you?
So what I did was I called a friend of mine, and she has a son that's got adrenoleukodystrophy. And so I asked her if she'd be willing to call in and talk on the story,
yeah.
You know, give the story. And,
yeah.
And she couldn't. She was in the middle of giving her son the bath, and, you know, because she does this all on her own. But I asked her if I can speak on her behalf, because I got involved.
Even so, if she could call in, it would be all right. But go ahead, Walter.
Yeah,
that's what
friends
are for, you know.
So I just want to let all the callers know what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I want to explain to her what adrenoleukodystrophy is.
Yes.
You know, it's an X-linked adrenoleukodystrophy, or known as ALD. Is one of the groups of a genetic disorder called the leukodystrophies,
mm-hmm.
that causes damage to the myelin sheath, It's an insulating membrane that surrounds the nerve cells in the brain. Mm-hmm. You know, just like women, you know, they're born and they have two X chromosomes.
Yes.
And are the carriers of this disease. But since men only have one chromosome, one X chromosome,
mm-hmm.
they are, and they lack the protective effect of, you know, the extra X chromosome would do.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is, you know, it usually starts between, you know, 2 and 4 years old that they're diagnosed. And this is a disease that's incurable.
Ah.
And the worst thing about it is it's not known too well.
So let me ask, when the child, at birth, the child appears to be normal?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So not until age 4 that they are able to diagnose?
Sometimes a little bit sooner if they go through tests and everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the things that we do for granulocadystrophy awareness is that, you know, we let the public know because it's not really a known disease. In fact, they confused it with ADD and ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but this disease is so quickly moving, you know, that you don't have really time for a diagnosis. And, and you know, and what it was like, there was a movie that came out a couple of years ago called Lorenzo's Oil. And it's about this father and these parents that the doctor told them that their son had ALD and it's incurable and all that. And but he worked on a solution. And it's called Lorenzo's Oil, and it's a solution that they could do which slows the process of this disease down, you know, because there's really no cure for it, but they can slow it down, so which prolongs the child's life, you know, more so we can get more information. Like, you know, they do a lot of research.
Research, isn't it?
You know, I help her with things. But the most touching thing for me, that why I got involved so much was, you know, I just saw her faith and her courage.
How old is
her
the child?
Strength. Excuse me?
How old is the child?
The child is going to be turning 4 this coming February.
Ah, okay.
So they found out about it a little after 2 years.
He was two years old. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they put him for a physical or something didn't seem right. But what caught me the most was I was watching that movie because it was about it, you know.
Yes.
And I was getting involved because I was watching it. She was doing this alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go out and do awareness things to teach the public about it. Plus, at the same time, she's taking care of a child that has this disease, you know, and working, plus working to support this child, you know, and herself and her family. But I watched the movie, and I sat there when the doctor came in, and when he told the parents that, you know, their child had adrenoleukodystrophy, you know, at that time, it really wasn't as known as it is now with the researches, but, you know, and they tell it's an incurable disease, like 1 out of 17,000 boys die of it, you know, and things like that. And what happens is the adrenal glands is what produces that myelin sheath that, you know, insulates the central nervous system. So what happens is the boys start slowing down on their functions that, you know, the brain would supply, you know, usually do for them, like, you know, speech, walking, learning, you know, and a whole lot of muscular, you know, because most of your body is controlled by the central nervous system in the brain. So if that gets affected, and the most important is between the ages of 4 and 10, if we can get the child to the treatment that he needs, you know, such as they got different things like bone marrow transplant, where they take the affected bone marrow out and they place it with good bone marrow by a donor, and that might help. Also, like I said, the Lorenzo oil, that helps. So, but you know, just knowing that, you know, when a doctor came out and he told them, you know, like, I cried.
Yeah,
you know?
It's devastating, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at it, you know, and I wasn't even involved. I don't have a child, even though this is a close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me Uncle Walt, so
mm-hmm.
so mm-hmm. I figured, you know, I'm happy that, you know,
yeah,
Chinese,
and,
so I call her son, you know, so I'm involved, you know, it's like,
yeah.
But I like to make the awareness because before that I heard about adrenal dystrophy, I never knew.
Yeah.
But you don't really know until something really hits close to home.
Yes, yes.
Which it
yes.
did to me, you know, and I chose to try to help out, you know, I'm still mm-hmm. learning, you know, and I
yeah.
help out with function. But I just want, you know, and if any caller is listening, if they know somebody that's
yeah.
got a thing like that, you know, because it could be a son, it could be a nephew, it could be
mm-hmm.
your next-door neighbor, it could be somebody
right.
at work that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't choose. It just happens all of a sudden.
That's right.
You, know,
you
that
don't choose the things that happen.
Yeah.
This lady is local in Danbury?
Yes, she lives in Danbury, yes.
Because you know what, Walter, and you can talk to her about it. I think you said she goes out and do a public awareness, right?
Yes, she...
Well, what I would love to ask her to do is to come on my TV show and to let us, and she can bring her son if she wants, and
yeah.
we can do a segment where she can talk to the public about
okay.
what this means for her family. Because
yeah.
She's looking to educate people.
Yeah.
My show is in a few different towns. And with
okay.
God's help, it's going to be international soon. So, you know, I would love to give her a platform. I remember there was another parent from Wilton that has a daughter with another disease. And she came up and we did a show and there, and she has started a foundation with a parent in Florida, because when her daughter got diagnosed, she did not know anybody else.
Right.
And she went online and found another woman in Florida who was so glad to find her too, because she needed somebody to kind of lean on, and they started the support group.
Yeah.
And to do different things, and they're raising money to go into the research and everything. So there's a lot of stuff that is going on around our communities. And as a community at large, we need to be well informed and to be educated so we can lend a hand, because it is not just that family's responsibility. It is supposed to be a community involvement. And I applaud
yeah.
you, Walter, for what you are doing in supporting
yeah.
this lady and for helping her. And we just pray that there will be more Walters around that will rise to the call
yeah.
to help this lady out. And how would you say, is this her only child, Walter?
No, it's her second child. She has a child that's 18, and
yeah.
this was a new one. Yeah, and,
yeah, how would you say, based on your experience and involvement with her, how would you say it has impacted her life in a positive way and in a negative way? Because I listened to you share the story, and
yeah.
I think she has both negative and positive impact. But, you know, I don't see her and I don't know her, but I'm asking
yeah.
you, what have you observed?
Well, the negative part of it is her son has this incurable disease, and
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it takes her a lot of work to take care of him now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only, you know, he's between 2 and now he's going to be 4. And, you know, he's going quick, so that's a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's got to travel to Yale, New Haven, I believe, once a month. He's got to have an MRI to see if there's a white mass that starts forming in the brain. That means
mm-hmm.
it's you know, because once the brain's involved, the child, it's too late. So what you got to
mm-hmm.
do is you got to try to catch it. And
mm-hmm.
once a year, she's got to drive him down to Krieger Kennedy and Baltimore Maryland, and
wow.
So that, you know, it's really hard. Plus, she's doing it herself. Well, she's got family that helps her out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's something that she's basically going to do on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But the positive part of it is that she has the strength, she has the courage, and she's got the faith
mm-hmm.
to say, wow, you know, this
wow.
happened to me. Let me not, you know, just sit back and let nothing happen.
She's making lemonade with her lemons.
Right, yeah. She just turned a negative situation around, and she's doing the positive, you know.
Yes,
she
yes.
found a lot of support groups, which are out there for the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, she goes out and she does public awareness. And
wonderful.
I got involved kind of like, well, the first time. Well, I heard about it. I go, what's this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they explained to me a little bit, and so it's fuzzy. So I attended a couple of her fundraisers, you know. One
mm-hmm.
one was an oldie show, and, of course, me being old, you know, that fit into my... but,
I
you know,
to
but
welcome Common Unity to the chat room. Yes, go ahead, Walter. You
yeah.
are too funny.
Yeah, and so it was the next fundraiser where she held a large tag sale, and it was worked out, you know. But I was sitting there watching her, you know, and...
Mm-hmm.
And as she was talking, you know, and I'm listening, you know, trying to learn and go, wow, you know, this is really heavy duty, you know. And then I'm saying, you know, I says, you know, yeah, she gets support, you know, from home and everything, but she's doing this on her own.
Yeah.
And she's going out there and fight. And, you know, I've run across, you know, through her, I've learned support groups. I've learned, and I found a lady that I would love to contact her to get her to come on your show.
Mm-hmm.
That she goes around the country
mm-hmm.
and just teaching, you know, medical groups about this disease. So it's
wow.
So it's pretty well known. And
so you need to get her for a Sunday evening, Walter.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
You know what I like about you, Walter?
Yes.
You have your own stuff to deal with, yet you are not sitting on the sidelines saying
yeah.
what could be done. You are getting involved, and you know, I commend you on that. There are people who have no struggles and yet they cannot find 2 seconds to do something. So
yeah,
I applaud you for that. I applaud
well,
you.
Well, thank you, Daphne, for that. That's well, something like with my disabilities, I can't do too much, and I'm someone that really always was interested in, you know,
mm-hmm.
giving help where help's needed, you know.
Yes.
And doing this stuff like doing the computer work and stuff like
yes.
that. And even, you know, I helped with a walk where I was willing. I set a goal for my own self to walk 6 miles.
Beautiful.
You know, and I walked it out, and I was just praying unto the Lord to give me strength, because I was like, so psyched up for this that I said, you know, I'm going to walk that, you know, and I want to be so strong and so faithful.
That's right.
You know, and full of faith. That's what I wanted to say. And,
yes.
And I said I was going to walk right out of my brace, you know. But unfortunately,
you.
2 days before that walk, I got hit by a car, you know,
that's
in my
all
power
right.
chair.
You're still around, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's going
still
to take
around.
It's going to take more than a Ford Contour to take me out.
Yes, right.
That's
right.
What I said after it was over. I was kind of scared,
yes.
but I
yes,
still
but
showed
you
up,
know
and I
you
still,
weren't,
you know.
You weren't alone.
Yeah.
You weren't alone. Well, Walter,
yeah.
I want to thank you for sharing that lady's story. And you talk
yes.
to her about the TV show.
Yeah,
and,
I will. Yeah,
you'll have her on.
Yeah,
okay?
I sprung it on her late today, you know, with a phone
yes.
call all of a sudden.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah, I
that's
talked to her.
She has to be prepared.
Yeah, and I got to hang up now.
All right.
Because I have a job to do, so I got to get
okay.
right back.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank
you're welcome.
You
bye-bye.
Very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yes, that was my producer, Mr. Walter Misch. Great gentleman. I want to share another poem from Sherry Host Holder. And it says, I believe that through every storm or problem we face in life, The stories are ours to find. It takes a belief in ourselves and in our ability to handle the situation we must deal with. We must accept our problems and work through them. It won't always be easy, but a possible outlook will lighten the load. Finding answers and solutions won't be an easy task, but then neither is life. But we broaden our horizons by the challenges we face. And each day we must remember all the possibilities that life has offered us, believe and achieve. Listen, I am waiting to hear you call in. The number is 646-915-8166. We are accepting life-impacting stories in our lives. You heard my producer, Walter, called in and share an amazing story of a friend of his. And, you know, you can know that lady is using her lemonade to make lemon. I mean, her lemons to make lemonade. You know, a lot of times in our lives, we are encountered with different obstacles. What are we going to be doing with them? You never know. But the one thing I can tell you from personal experiences is that once you pray, you will get an answer. So don't always freak out and go into panic mode. But reach out, reach deep within and pray, and you will get the answers that you need. So I'm sure you have a story. Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. I was listening. A lady sent me a clip of a TV interview. She's up in the Hartford area. And I listened to the clip, and oh my heavens, that lady, her daughter died, and after her daughter died, 1 year to the day, her husband died. And you would think that woman would be, you know, just give up and just throw in the towel. No, what she has done, she has now written a book. And she has formed her ministry out of that. So, you know, she's not unique. Walter's friend is not unique. Walter is not unique. Yes. But the problems we encounter, yes, we are unique. Let me rephrase that. We are unique people. However, the problems that we encounter are not unique. So yes, we are authentic, unique being. But the problems we encounter, we are not unique. So you can be dealt with that, and I can be dealt with that. So make sure for every problem that you encounter, you can get a unique solution out of it. That was what I wanted to say when I was saying you're not unique. So just cancel that. Yes, we are all unique. And whatever struggles or challenges we encounter, we can get a unique answer to that. As a matter of fact, this lady is a retired teacher. And I guess she did not know that she was going to be forming or creating a ministry. that ministry came out of, and as well as the book she wrote, came out of the struggles that she encountered. So what is your story? Let me hear from you. Call in 646-915-8166. Is it a story where your heart was broken? Was it a story that dealt with divorce? Was it a relationship that went sour? Is it with a child? What is it? What is your story? We want to hear from you. Because you know what? You are victorious. Because you are here to pick up the telephone to call. You know you are victorious over that. So don't be embarrassed. Don't let shame get in the way. Pick up the phone and call 646-915-816 and share your story. Deep within our hearts, each of us carries the seed of a secret dream, special and unique in each individual. Sometimes another person can share that dream and help it grow to fulfillment. Other times, the dream remains solitude. Pursuit known only to the seeker. But secret or shared, no matter what it might be, the dream is a potential which should never be discouraged. For each of us also carries within ourselves a light which can cause the seed to grow and blossom into beautiful reality. That same light I've seen shine so clearly in you. Yes, it doesn't matter the struggles you have or the challenges you have. You know that you can be victorious. You can win. You are an overcomer. So I know you have a story. You know, you can call up and share it. Because who knows, you might be encouraging someone else. All right, while I wait for the phone to ring or for someone in the chat room to say something, I want to go ahead and share my second story. My second story was not only impacting, it was extremely devastating. And that story was when a close family member got incarcerated. That was devastating. I thought I was going to lose my mind. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I just could not function. I was losing it. And I tell you, I figure I wasn't sleeping anyhow. It doesn't matter what I was doing. I just could not sleep. I want to welcome guest 7892 to the show. If you have a story, feel welcome to call in to share your story. I'm sure it will help someone. If you want to, write it in the chat room. I will read it for you. Well, when that family member got incarcerated, I thought I was going to lose my mind. However, I knew I had to remain strong. So what I did, I delved back into going to school. And I started going to school. I was going to school at University of Bridgeport. And then what I did, I also registered and started going to two different schools online because I wanted to use up my time. And instead of staying home and crying and worrying, I figure, let me go back to school. And boy, did it pay off. It pays off. It really pays off. And I tell you, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can be so devastating in your life that if you have found the patience to pray and to ask for guidance, that it will not work out for your greater good. So not only have I gotten my degrees out of that, I have become so strong. And when I tell people I am an authority around the area of reinventing your lives and learning from your adversities, I'm not just telling you what my coaching, training, and certification taught me. I'm telling you about my intimate life that has helped me to work through those situations. So, I have been there, done that, as the phrase goes, and I'm still around to tell the story. And the stories are not finished. Every day, there are other impacting stories that's taking place in my life. And I'm sure it's the same way in your lives too. So whether it has to do with miscarriages or incarceration of a loved one or death of loved ones or relatives, whatever it is, cry when you may, but you must embrace yourself and to be the winner so that you can help to show somebody else how to overcome those struggles when they are encountering them. So I think, let me see. I'm going to just play one song now. And let's see what this one is. It should be good.
Come the land of love.
So I tell you that we can never do it alone. Never do it alone. And I forgot to do two announcements at the top of the hour when I started. Well, this is a special week. This Tuesday is my birthday. And I've decided I am doing another virtual birthday party. 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. I remember the last time I did it. It was so much fun. People from all over the world in different time zones, they were calling in and wishing me happy birthday. And I'm trying to get two guest co-hosts, two amazing people. I'm hoping that they will say yes to just help me out to celebrate and to have some fun. So this week, we are going to be on three times this week. We are on Tuesday, 10 to 12. We are on Wednesday, 10 to 12, again, at the back at the regular episode. But Tuesday is going to be my birthday celebration, the 11th of December. That's my birthday episode of the show. And for all those who are listening and you are on Facebook, grant me a favor. For my birthday gift, here is what I want from you. Not diamonds, not pearls. All I want for my birthday from you is for you to go on Facebook and like my facebook.com/dynamicDAPHNE. I am looking to build my fan page. So go on there and like my fan page so long as you are on Facebook. And as you are at it, why don't you just follow me on Twitter? Again, it's Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. So this week we are going to be on 3 days. We are on tonight. We are going to be on Tuesday morning for my birthday party. It's a virtual. And we are back to our normal schedule episode on Wednesday morning. So I am going to create on Facebook the birthday celebration. And I want you all to come celebrate with me. Show me some love and tell me something. Whatever you want to do. But just come and celebrate with me. You know, I'll be drinking my jasmine green tea while I celebrate, or my super green, depending on whatever it is. So grab your favorite beverage on the 11th of December between the hours of 10 a.m. and 12 noon to celebrate with Dynamic Daphne on her special, special birthday. Yeah! So, again, if you're on, we have 24 minutes remaining. And I need your story. Let me go in this chat room to tell people I need their story to call in. Call in, guys. I need your story. Need to hear your story. I need to hear your story. So if you are on Facebook, I need to hear your story. Call in now. I cannot multitask. I chose not to multitask. I need your stories. So call in, guys. Call in right now. Stories. 646-915-8166. So I am putting that out on Twitter. I'm putting it on Facebook. On the radio, we have 23 minutes remaining. So let me hear from you. Yes, 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 yes. You know, it's I want to share one more poem. Well, let me see. Yes. I know that lately you have been having problems, and I just want you to know that you can rely on me for anything you might need. But more important, keep in mind that at all times, that you are very capable of dealing with your complications that life has to offer. So, do whatever you must, feel whatever you must, and keep in mind at all times that we all grow wiser and become more sensitive and are able to enjoy life more after we go through hard times. That might be for you, and that's maybe why you don't want to pick up the telephone and to call into the show today. Well, if that's you, I pray that you gather some strength from that. Take your time to sit and listen and just meditate on these words that I've just read here for you. And I know that you have gotten some strength already. So just hold on to them. One more poem says, I know this time in your life is as confusing for you as it is exciting. Before, there was a safe path for you to follow. And now suddenly, there are unfamiliar curves. And you are unsure about which way to go. I understand your feelings. I wish there were something I could say to do to erase your fears, to lessen your confusion. But having been there myself, I know there isn't. This time is only a bridge you must cross to go to the other side. Once there, you will look back at this crossing with smile and laughter and with memories you will cherish for the rest of your life. Meanwhile, do whatever you can to make this time in your life a time you will look back up on as one of the best. Not sure who that is for, but I know that this too is for someone. We have 19 minutes remaining, and I would love, love, love to hear from you. I want to share one more from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And it's the entry for yesterday that came from Patricia Mendoris. The gift of resilience. My mother, father, and I lived in New Orleans when I was 8. One day in September, I came home from school and found that the car was packed. I was told to get in because we were moving to California. This is the way it was in my family. No warnings, no goodbyes. Get in and go. This was not the first or only time we proceeded with life impulsively. Adjustments had to be made from every move. We need a place to live. New friends had to be made. Everything was new. Maturity brought additional situations requiring the same types of adjustments. Daddy succumbed to a major coronary adjustment. Mommy got married again to a man I did not like. Adjustments. I got married and had two children. Adjustments. After 20 years of marriage, my husband got a new girlfriend and moved out. Major adjustments. Then I returned to college for a degree and began a career. Another adjustment. With retirement and advancing age, more adjustments are required clearly. The ability to adjust and readjust comes from the gift of resilience. It is resilience that enables one to rise again from the vicissitudes of life and to begin anew. I am grateful. The gift of resilience. You might not have called into the show to share your story. However, whatever your story is, or stories are, know that inside of you, you have the ability and the capability to be resilient. Nothing should be able to stop you. No situation, no circumstances. Do you remember at the top of the hour when I mentioned about grabbing to that monkey bar as if you're pulling up to build your muscles? I want you to grab hold of your spiritual monkey bar, and I want you to build your faith muscles and to tone your resilience muscles, because nothing can be too devastating or nothing can be too challenging that you cannot overcome. You heard me mention about my story and my challenge to become a parent, 5 miscarriages. You heard me share about when my dear loved one was incarcerated. I have overcome, and I am still overcoming. I have many more stories that I'm sure, if you read my books, if you continue to listen to my shows, you will hear my stories. They are many. And although I am unique, I can assure you that my stories are probably not unique. There might be a million other people out there with the same experiences. What is unique about me and my stories is the fact that I did not succumb to them. As the lady said here, we have the spirit of resilience. I am a victorious woman. I understand what it means to learn from my adversities, take the lessons out of them. I have learned to transform my life. I have learned not only to reinvent my business, but also my personal life, and how to stay true to the one strength that I have, which is my faith. You might be able to say the same thing about you. And if you are not there yet and you are looking to be there, I encourage you to find an accountability partner, a mentor or a coach, but someone who will be able to work with you so that you can become the best you that you were created to become, regardless of the devastating and challenging life stories that you may encounter. Remember, each and every day that you are blessed to see the rising of the sun again, you can rest assured that life will be throwing you a curveball, one that you will never in your wildest dreams thought about receiving. However, catch it if you may, grab a hold of it, and look it eyeball to eyeball and say, "You have no power over me. You will not get me off of my path. All my strength is in God. You have no control over me. Yes, I have done it. That lady that Walter shared about is doing it. Walter is doing it. You heard him share his story last week, and you heard him mention about looking. He was going to walk a 6 mile walk. You heard him talk about being hit by a car. However, he's not discouraged. He is still doing it. He's still helping others. What about you? What's your story? Has it allowed you to give up? Have you thrown in the towel? Are you saying no, no, no more? What's the sense? Are you saying yes? Yes, I will. Yes, I can. Yes, I am. I'm not saying these things to cast judgment on you, but I'm saying these things so that you can honestly look in the mirror and look back at the person that is looking at you and said, you are courageous. You are a fighter. You are a determination person. You are a person with resilience. You are a person that has great determination. And nothing, nothing will ever stop you. Dig your heels deep in. Cement them if you may. Become a palm tree. Bend with the wind. But not allow any stories, doesn't matter whether it have a devastating or a tragic ending, do not allow it to root you up. Whenever you feel the wind coming strong, I ask that you just bend with the wind. Bend way, 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 way down with the wind. Become low, but the minute the wind has ceased, I want you to flex yourself up, push your shoulders back, and be strong in knowing that you are victorious. Again, I thank those of you who joined me live to listen. I thank my caller, thank the people who joined in the chat room. And for those of you who are listening on the archive, I thank you for listening. I want to encourage you to like my page on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Like my page on Facebook, facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. Like our radio show here on Blog Talk. Follow us so that you can be kept informed of who our guests will be. So, I am telling you again that the 11th of December, between the hours of 11 a.m. and noon Eastern Standard Time, regardless of where you are, regardless of where you are in the world, I want for you to join me for my birthday party. I want to see you celebrating with me on on the 11th of December. And like my page there. And ask your friends to do that too. So again, Facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. And you share that with others as well. So again, I am so excited again. This Tuesday at 11 a.m., come with your dancing shoes on to my birthday party, virtual birthday party on blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. And on Wednesday, we'll be back to our regular show. I am expecting to have a global brand personality. I'm waiting on her to confirm on the show on Wednesday, so I'm hoping that I will get her. And I want to remind you, I have free ebooks on my new site at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. It's Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. Go there. You'll get free DVDs. You'll get free ebooks. One is there's a nice Christmas ebook, and another one, Empowered. Just go there, sign up to be on my mailing list, and you get free stuff. Free stuff that we are giving you. So check out my new site, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, empowers.com. Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. And let me know what your thoughts are about what I'm doing there. If you're looking for a coach, if you're looking for a speaker for any event, you can hire me from wherever you are in the world. If you are in a country that English is not your native tongue, that's okay, because we can work with translators. So I'm looking for your support again. You know, stop by the show site, write a comment, let us know that the show is doing good with you, that you are learning something from it. And, you know, share the link with other people so that they too can come and listen to what you are getting here. And if you know a guest with a great life story on for Sunday evening, let us know so we can talk to them and see if it is a match. So, again, I look forward to seeing you at my birthday bash online here. It's going to be a global birthday party. So, let's see how many out of my 52,000 listeners will be at my birthday party on the 11th of December virtually. So, again, I want to thank my producer, Mr. Walter Misch. I want to thank you. I want to thank all the other listeners that listened in. And I look forward to seeing you at my birthday party on Tuesday, and to see you back on Wednesday for the regular episode. So long and take care.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.